This is called The Generator. It's the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The Generator. The Generator.
That's what the Lord said in the Word this morning. Didn't he say something about he's the generator? Huh?
I vaguely remember, yeah. All right, this is how he started it off. The earth is a generator. It was made to sustain my creation until I come again and create a new heaven and a new earth. I'm not going to read Genesis 1 and 2, but that's the scriptural references. Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, it's he that which begets, causes, or produces. That's what a generator is. Merriam-Webster's dictionary says one that generates. What is a generator? The act of begetting or procreation. Now back to the Lord. My earth is self-sustaining. Here is how I keep it. All right, Hebrews 1. First three verses there. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. All right, and it goes on four about being much higher than the angels. All right. Then this is Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, which I read a while ago in the other word. By faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. All right. Back to the Lord. Men boast of their discoveries about what I put in place. It is because of the revelation of my word to them that they even know a thing. It will continue until I come. All right. Genesis 8:22 talks about that seed time and harvest, you know, will continue. It's not going to stop. Right, okay. The enemy has intercepted this self-sustaining technology, stolen it from my creation, but I am taking his influence out of the earth. The description of what you see by the Old Testament prophets is how it will be again. In my self-sustaining system, there is no lack, no harm, no hurt. All these things are normal kingdom operation and sustainability. You know, they boast about some kind of project that's about sustainability. Just by taking away the evil, dark, wicked veil away, my kingdom will shine through. This is why I had to pray. Had you pray, my kingdom come. My will be done in earth as in heaven. I made it perfect from the beginning. It will continue to operate so. I've given you the keys of the kingdom. It opens doors that no man can shut. It can also close doors that need to be shut. Like Revelation 20, the devil going in the pit. Sustain means to support in any condition by aid or maintain. In other words, how God made things was we were never to ever lack for anything. Wealth, health, nothing. I sent you the comforter to help you in this process. John chapter 14 and 15, if you want to read that. Generate like I did. Speak to the mountain. Make our decree. When you do, the darkness will flee. What remains is what I made in the beginning. We're going back to the garden, guys. All right, Hebrews 12. Now, Jesus explained in detail to the disciples. He was going away, but he was sending a comforter. Then over in Romans, it talks about we're praying. The Holy Ghost prays in us. Prays through us God's will. That goes with what I just taught on, you know, don't speak unsanctioned words. Pray it through in the Holy Ghost and let the Holy Spirit show you His will. I better read that. This is Romans chapter 8. God has never asked us to do a bunch of junk in our flesh. He just has not. Right here, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. So we just make stuff up? But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Holy Ghost is praying through us to the Father to give us the answer we need. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. But it also says right here, 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In other words, when you follow the Spirit, then it's going to work out for good for you. All right. Hebrews 12. That's where I was heading. This is what the Lord said. Generate like I did. Speak to the mountain. Make your decree. When you do, the darkness will flee. What remains is what I made in the beginning. Hebrews 12, 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which are cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. In other words, he is shaking, this is what he said, I'm shaking out the parasites, those that contribute nothing, but just kill, steal, and destroy. They are an infection that is being infestation that is being removed. The tares are being removed from the wheat. Only the wheat will remain. You still do not realize how big of a part you play, for I will use you with your inheritance rights to rid the earth of these parasites. I said to kick that squatter off your land. How? Send in the light. Like God said, light be, light was. In other words, Holy Ghost inspired words. This is what the spiritual mapping's been about. Let the Holy Ghost give you what to speak. The entrance of my word brings light. This is Psalms 119:30. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Why do you sit idly by waiting on me to do something? I already did something. I am the generator. I beget you. You beget like I beget. I made it all by the word of God. I've given you that same power and ability. I told my man to keep the garden. How did he do that? By the sweat of his brow? No, by the words of his mouth. Creation ability procreates and generates. I heard somebody say the other day, I'm trying to remember who it was. I told Danny about it. He said, we're going to start out with gold and silver. But he said, your wealth is going to be based on your words. And I thought, say what? Who was it I told you that was? Anyway, I thought, man, he's got a hold of something right there.
It was a guy that was kind of new to you. I think it was someone you hadn't been listening to a bunch.
Well, anyway, the words he said were profound. That sounds like the kingdom, doesn't it? Before you even ask, it's answered. Kind of deal? Yeah. All right. Okay. I told my man to keep the garden. How did he do that? By the sweat of his brow? No, by the words of his mouth. Creation ability, by procreating and generating. Refuse to be moved by Satan's illusion, for all of it all it does is bring confusion. Know why the earth is so dim? Confusion. People are in collusion with the enemy. That's why it's so dim. With their words, as my spirit hovered over the face of the waters, my problem, he is also hovering over yours and waiting for you to pick up on his plan to create for what you desire. Stop asking me to change your situation. I've given you my example so you can change it. Children act like their father. I gave the earth to man to keep it. Occupy, wait for the instructions, then get to speaking to your mountains. Keep doing it until I come. But get his instructions, not just doing something. The only power that the devil, evil one, has had over you is your wrong thinking. Think wrong, act wrong. Think right, act right. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. He said, I already did it all. I'm resting. That day, he said, I handed it over to Adam, which is mankind. All right, Revelation 6:2, and then we'll be done with this word. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That's what's happened. And then Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. So he sent us to conquer the conqueror. Which I see that as the religious system right there. I see the Pope is what I see in that. Yeah. One of the three city states. Okay, do I need to read any of that again? I kind of was kind of, do y'all understand it? Okay.